I'd like to get back to the issue of hormonal therapy and also the ATLAS and ATOM trials, which look at randomizing women at 5 years of tamoxifen to continued 5 more years or to stop.
Yes, of course, those trials have no results publicly available yet.
Are they still accruing patients?
They're still accruing patients, so obviously now people are wondering whether this is the time to stop accruing patients and just watch for the next 5 years and see what happens.
Any projections at the continued pace of where things are going in terms of when you might have some results?
Well, there's the worldwide meta-analysis of breast cancer trials is due to happen in Oxford in September 2005. If the unblinded trial results get reviewed, then the expectation, what people were talking about 5 years ago, was that by then there ought to be clear evidence on recurrence. If 10 years of tamoxifen is better than 5 years, then one ought to be seeing the recurrence differences from ATLAS and ATOM by the 2005 overview. But perhaps one wouldn't expect to see a mortality difference until about the 2010 overview. I just think that, again, we're saying, what's the effect of a decade of treatment on mortality during not only that first decade, but also the second decade, and especially with the carryover effect from 5 years of tamoxifen? 10 years, you're going to have to wait quite a long time before any difference between 10 years of tamoxifen and 5 years of tamoxifen is seen, even if there is a worthwhile difference there awaiting discovery, which there may well be.
There's a real split, I think, in investigators and how they view this question. I think a lot of people, particularly in the United States, think that that question was answered, and they're one thinking about aromatase inhibitors and everything else, and there are other people participating in the ATLAS trial, et cetera, who are still trying to find an answer to that. Why is it disparaging how people see these data?
I think you should go back to the U.S. NIH Consensus Development Conference, which took place in the year 2000.
Yeah, I remember.
It was published in the year 2001.
I remember.
They concluded that for women with ER-plus disease, hormonal treatment was appropriate and the standard treatment would be, at that time, 5 years of tamoxifen, and that research was still needed as to whether 10 years was better than 5 years. That's an American Consensus Development Conference, and that's the conclusion they came to. There was a clinical alert in 1996 that said that one shouldn't be going on beyond 5 years except in trials. This was based on really quite small numbers of events in one particular trial. And I think the alarm really wasn't justified. It was in the middle of a big public fuss about whether or not, you know, some trial or other should have continued. And I think that people just pressed the panic button at the wrong time. I think in retrospect, doing a clinical alert on those results, they should have been seen really as a pilot study for a serious study. They shouldn't actually have triggered a clinical alert. The question needs answering. It still hasn't been answered. But by the year 2000, it was clear that the suggestions of any substantial hazard were really not justified. That much was clear at the time of the year 2000 overview, and that information fed into the Consensus Development Conference recommendations, which were that, you know, 5 years is standard and research is needed as to whether 10 years is better than 5 years. That research, had the patients have been randomized, now it's time to sit back, watch for some years, and see what happens first to recurrence and then to mortality.